This is Rat Pack Radio, the internet radio station that brings you everything from the top hits in music.
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars. Players only, come on, put your pinky
rings up to the moon. To Sports Talk Radio.
With the first pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Los Angeles Rams select Jared Goff, quarterback, California.
We are here for you, WRPR Rat Pack Radio. Come join the pack.
You're listening to WRPR Rat Pack Radio. Come join the pack. You're listening to Rat Pack Sports Show on WRPR Rat Pack Radio.
You see, a man has to realize his limitations. You don't know me, and you don't know what I'm capable of.
That was a heck of an effort.
This house is a prison in the galaxy of this sucks.
Are you free enough?
This battle is over when I say it is over.
I will massacre you.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Are you not entertained?
I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
That's how I roll.
Offensive foul!
Hello? You play to win the game.
There's a drive! Way back! It might be! It could be! And
this is my favorite part coming up right now.
Rat Pack Sports Show. We are back. We are live. Rat Pack Radio, WRPR. Streaming online, ratpacksports.com, and also the Rat Pack Radio WRPR app. We in the building another week, bringing you the best there is in sports talk and entertainment on a Wednesday night. And we're going to have a good show. We're going to have fun. We're going to talk. We're going to talk, man. We're going to talk. And a lot of things are happening right now. A whole lot of things are happening. And when I give you guys a lowdown on what are happening, it ain't the traditional, sports that we like to cover when we talk about football, basketball, you know, hockey, baseball, whatnot. But was it last night or either Monday night? We got some breaking news in the world of wrestling. And originally, the news was, Vince McMahon, everybody kind of know the story. He stepped out for a little bit to take care of some matters. Personally, we all knew what they were. So he basically took a leave of absence or stepped down or whatnot. You know, Stephanie McMahon, Triple H, was pretty much, running the show while Vince McMahon was out. And things was going well. And out of nowhere, we get an announcement that Vince McMahon has come back into the picture and, you know, made himself, you know, back, brought himself back in as head of the board. And then he had turned around and announced that the company was up for sale. You know, announced that the company was up for sale, and within about 3 days or a week or so, they were sold. Before, you know, they were sold, Stephanie McMahon stepped down as co-CEO in her position in the company, and that was like, you know, breaking news. I mean, like, breaking news as far as when you're watching, you know, any sports channel and you have the scroll line on the bottom and breaking news, Stephanie McMahon stepped down as CEO or co-CEO of WWE and vacated her position and all that. Oh, this is not an act. You know, normally when it's part of the act, you won't get anything like that because it's wrote into the script and everything. But this time, it's not written into the script. And Stephanie has really, you know, stepped away from the company for good. Like, she pretty much is done. Obviously, you know, with them up for sale, you don't know what the new owners are going to want. But, I kind of like to say that Vince McMahon is one of those, you know, funny people, right? He's always been the face of WWE. He's always find a way to, you know, put himself into the picture. I believe what has happened here, and I don't have no sources. This is me. I am just guessing here, but I am guesstimating that Vince McMahon came into the fold, back into the fold to put them up for, you know, put them up for sale because there was a deal already in place. Vince McMahon is one of those power dudes, you know. I wouldn't put him in a Jerry Jones category, maybe an Al Davis, you know, Jerry Jones type, where it's his way or the highway. So for him to come back into the picture, from everything that I heard, the sale is complete. And the sale was to a company out of Saudi Arabia. And with, you know, Stephanie McMahon out the picture, more than likely Triple H will probably be, you know, at some point out of the picture. The sale of the company that brought him out, has said that they would be private. So, and this would put Vince McMahon, and I'm sure this was worked out into the deal, and maybe none of this stuff ever comes out, but there had to be a reason, you know, Stephanie McMahon really stepped away for real. And this will keep Vince McMahon in power. Even though he doesn't own the company anymore, this will give him some creative control and say so, because obviously being you know, with a new company, you're going to want somebody as the head man in charge that's got some experience in doing this. And who wouldn't, I mean, what person would be better than to front your company than the guy who created the company? So I'm not sure 100%. This is just me guessing. But, you know, trying to connect the dots and see exactly what Vince McMahon role would be now that they're sold. What would happen to the direction of the company now that they're sold? What would happen with some of the divisions? What would happen with, you know, some of the wrestlers? How would all that work? You know what I'm saying? So for me, you see a company like what Tony Khan has in AEW, and we talk AEW on here all the time. You guys know how I feel about wrestling when it comes to AEW versus WWE. AEW, Tony Khan got more money than Vince McMahon could. Well, probably not anymore, being that he sold it. And the price tag that I saw, again, you know, all of this is new, so I'm still kind of waiting to see if something else come down. But the price tag that I saw on WWE being sold was about $6 billion. Now, I don't know what kind of money Vince got long money wise, but I know it's Tony Khan, and I know what he's in control with. And, you know, the Jacksonville Jaguars by themselves is probably worth $1.5 billion. And then he has all these other business ventures. And I think, you know, a while back on the show, we kind of compared the two. Tony Khan, my man has got long money. And I think, not sure why, out of nowhere, Vince McMahon decided to put the company out of business or sell the company. But yeah, we'll see. I'm pretty sure there's going to be some wrestlers that's going to be released. You know, Stephanie McMahon, you know, is out of there. Then you got some more tweets coming out here saying, contrary to reports, stating otherwise, there is no deal in place at the precise moment to be sold to Saudi Arabia's public investment fund or it. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. But there was a photo that was floating around last night that had Stephanie McMahon and Triple H at a AEW, the filming of AEW Dynamite. So I am watching Dynamite right now. This photo was just them, you know, taking like a selfie together. And they were actually there because you can see the AEW, you know, logo in the background and stuff. So it wasn't like a Photoshop type deal. But we will see, you know, where this goes, man. It'd be interesting to see. You know, WWE has been run in the McMahon family from day one. A lot of, you know, things, a lot of people, you know, having questions and stuff about you know, where they're headed at with new management and okay, so I'm reading some stuff here. And again, there was a tweet that said it wasn't final, but, you know, everything that I am reading here, I have not seen a whole lot saying otherwise, but I have seen a whole lot confirming that they have been sold. So maybe they're just doing, you know, PR and not telling people to, you know, the deal may not be done, but, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. And when you got, you know, a lot of things happen like this, and obviously we know that they're up for sale. That's not, you know, anything nobody's making up. Vince McMahon announced that. But here we go. So who is this? Another star is threatening to leave if, you know, it does come out that they were, you know, in fact sold, and it's saying, you know, this is from TJNWrestling.net. I'm just reading straight from this article here where it says January 10th saw major changes to the landscape of WWE as Stephanie McMahon announced her resignation from the company. Her decision comes mere days after her father, Vince McMahon, was reinstated to the WWE board of directors, and immediately after her announcement, the company issued a press release stating that Vince McMahon had been unanimously elected as executive chairman of the board. So again, he's the man. He's back in the fold. Vince McMahon returned to the company was said to be done in order to prepare the empire for sale, according to reports that have emerged that a sale may already have been finalized. Just like I said, Cassidy Haynes of BodySlam.net and Steve, I don't even know how to say this last name, but of Dazin, we both reported that WWE may well have already been sold to Saudi Arabia's public investment fund. I don't even know who that is, but you know, the PIF is a sovereign wealth fund of Saudi Arabia, which helped fund the takeover of Newcastle United Football Club in England, as well as start the controversial live golf organization. So these people, they're making some investments here. Obviously, they're you know, in a United Football Club, which is, you know, in USA terms, soccer. And then I know all about the live golf organization, where, you know, they're kind of feuding back and forth with the PGA professionals, going back and forth, you know, competing in the live event and competing in the PGA. And the live golf organization is kind of basically they're signing these golfers to guarantee contracts, pretty much. So no matter what, win or lose, they basically getting paid a salary to be on their tour, where with PGA, you got to compete and you have to win to get big bucks. So I think we talked about this a little bit. And my reasoning for the live you know, golf was, you kind of changed the competitor landscape a little bit, because if guys know whether they win or lose or not, that they'll still get paid the same amount of money, then doesn't that kind of, you know, take the competitiveness out of it, because you don't necessarily have to win to strike it big. You're already pretty much, you know, signed into the money with live golf, opposed to PGA, where if you want to make, you know, $5 million, you got to win that. You got to win some golf events and, you know, place high in, you know, the PGA events to, you know, be high dollar, opposed to where live golf is saying, hey, you're a major star, we'll pay you X amount to come over here and play for us, and you don't even have to win, just show up. So, you know, there was a lot of back and forth with, you know, the PGA, and PGA first announced that, you know, if you're signed to live golf, you won't be able to compete in a PGA event. That caught a lot of backlash from, you know, the golf world, and some people agreed with it, other people didn't. Some of the bigger PGA stars spoke out kind of against that, you know, mentality, saying guys should be free to play, you know, wherever they want. We're contracted, you know, basically golfers. You know, we're our own entity. So, you know, even though you're signed to a contract under PGA, if another organization said, hey, we want to pay you X amount, you should be able to go play over there and play in the PGA. So after a little back and forth for a little bit, PGA finally came around, because some of their bigger stars were in support of the golfers playing in live golf and the PGA. So if some of your bigger names coming out and they're speaking for that, you're saying no, but your bigger golfers, Tiger Woods, you know, McIlroy, and some of the bigger names in golf come out and say, hey, I don't have a problem with it. I think it's good for competitive reasons to have, you know, somebody else out there to where you're not just a monopoly. And you know what? I agree with that. I think competition is great. You know, we've talked for years talking about wrestling, WWE, WCW. We talked for a long time about, you know, having that competitive balance to where you got to keep your product good, because there's somebody else out there that can, you know, take your viewership and take your sponsors and grow the game. So I don't necessarily have a problem with all that, but at the end of the day, this is sort of the same people here that's buying, or supposedly, or allegedly, or rumored to have bought the WWE. So we'll see what happened. You know, there's a lot of backstage stuff happening. So as more news come out, we'll, you know, report when we see it. We'll tweet it out on the Twitter page. We'll post it on Facebook and get you guys' opinion, man. I mean, it's kind of a big deal, because we would have thought that WWE would be in the McMahon family forever, right? Nobody thought that McMahon, or well, that when you talk WWE, the McMahons are no longer in control. Now, that being said, Vince McMahon, if this is all said and true, that they have made Vince McMahon the unanimous head of the board of directors, or the chairman, executive chairman of the board. Yeah, you still have a McMahon in charge. And Stephanie is stepping down and resigning. Probably had a lot to do with this. And like I said earlier, I believe all this was already in place when Vince McMahon came back, so he can gain the stranglehold back on, WWE. That's the type of dude I think Vince McMahon is. He's always been one of those backstabbing businessmen. You could talk to some of the greats that have wrestled in WWE throughout the years. He's a cutthroat type of dude. So cutthroat that you'll backstab your own people. That's what he is. And it had to be a reason why Stephanie stepped down. Not sure if Shane McMahon is still involved. I don't see him around much. Maybe he is, but who knows? I haven't seen Shane McMahon that much, but you know, that's who you thought would be in control. Now, the fact that they have been sold, I mean, as far as I know, their ratings have been good. Pay-per-views always sold out. I don't know if they're losing money. I mean, besides AEW, they're the only ones out there, and most of the bigger name wrestlers are still in WWE. AEW is coming along. They're building guys up to that status. But, you know, WWE still has the bulk of the wrestling class. So, not sure why the sale of WWE was made. What is the reason or the motive behind it? Because normally, when you sell something as big as what WWE is from a global standpoint, usually it's because you're struggling and things financially are not going well. But I don't believe that's the case. And I think that part of this whole thing was Vince McMahon figuring out a way to wiggle himself back into being the man. Because before these last 6 months, he hadn't been around. His daughter in Triple H was pretty much running the company. Things seemed to have been going well. Me and William talk a lot about wrestling. I got guys that I, you know, known for years. They watch wrestling and you know, what they were doing. Everybody seemed to like it. So I think this comes as a surprise to everybody. But the question that I don't know if enough people are asking it or who is, if anybody is asking, is why was WWE sold in the first place? Like, it's supposed to be in the family. It's supposed to be handed down to Shane and Stephanie. That's where it's supposed to be. So why, really, I mean, pretty quickly, if the sale is done and the rumors are true, why? So maybe, you know, as the days and the weeks and the months go on, we'll find out why they were sold. But it kind of raised that antenna up, the being that all this goes on and the first thing that they do is put Vince put, you know, Vince McMahon as executive chairman. So basically that's the same as that position he had when they owned it as a family. So regardless of this sale, it is something to report that there is an incredible amount of concern in the company due to the resurgence of Vince McMahon in the company. And if you follow wrestling, folks, a lot of people know why Vince McMahon, kind of took himself out of the equation. We know why. So for him to just show up overnight and head this sale and then turn around, boom, company sold, and he is right back up as executive chairman of the board. in the middle now, in the middle of what seems to be WWE and Vince McMahon dealing with some lawsuits. So with WWE out of control of the McMahons and these new owners, that pretty much, as far as the owners and Vince McMahon WWE product, that pretty much wiped the slate clean of the company itself, you know, facing
Derek, I can tell you that according to Bleacher Report, that sell to the Saudi Arabia company is false. This is per Bleacher Report, who is fairly reputable. Couple other sites have reported the exact same thing, that somebody kind of leaked the information and kind of jumped the gun on that. The sale is not final. Vince McMahon is back as executive chairman because he flat out said that if he was not chairman to oversee the sale of this company, that he would use all of his voting power to block any sale or any television negotiation rights to the WWE, which are coming up in the next few months. So
he strong-armed his way back into power.
Yes, he did. So, absolutely, so basically, 1,000%.
The sale may not be complete or anything like that, but basically was basically the point of Vince McMahon strong-arming himself back into being the number one voice.
1,000%. 1,000%. The Saudi Arabia company, little known fact, the Saudi Arabia company that is looking to buy the WWE, a lot of people are saying that Vince McMahon actually owns stock in that company.
Again, makes sense. And this sounds like a Vince McMahon type of strong arm deal. Right.
Right.
He wouldn't bring himself back into the fold if it didn't mean him getting back into power.
Well, supposedly he only wants to be on the business side of things. He does not want to be on the creative control. The COO is still Triple H, but a lot of people do not think that he is going to stay away from the creative side. A lot of people think he's going to muscle his way back in also. Stephanie McMahon stepped down from her role because essentially her father came back. And everything like that. Before her father left, she had already stepped away from the WWE because she wanted to spend more time with her family.
Shane
McMahon is still involved with the WWE, but it's more on the backside of things, I guess you could say. It's kind of behind-the-scenes type stuff and everything. I don't exactly know what his role is, but I do know that he does have some sort of involvement. I'm just not exactly sure what it is. As of right now, WWE is not sold. The Saudi Arabia company, I think that they are still interested, but along with them, some other suitors have come forward. Some suitors that we know very well, such as Amazon.
Really?
Amazon. Yes, the Peacock Network.
Yeah.
the other major player was, and you're just going to kind of shake your head the same way I did, but another major suitor was Disney.
Really?
So you have Netflix, the Peacock Network, and Disney, all now interested in the WWE.
Jeez. Well, I don't know who I would rather see. I tell you, we don't want if Disney takes it, you know, that whole, you know, they're gonna try to clean it up and make it, family friendly and.
Well, and I mean,
not saying that it ain't now, but you know.
Well,
the edginess of it would probably be out the door.
Well, so the thing is that if Disney buys it, it's kind of one of those things where they are going to have to, they're going to have to put it more on the ESPN side of things and stuff like that, more on their sports side of things, and kind of keep it away from everything else. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know how exactly they would fit with all that. If I was going to say one company would probably have the upper hand in all of it, it would probably be the Peacock Network.
Yeah.
And it's simply because they already have the exclusive rights to the WWE Network.
Yeah. Yeah. That would make sense. You know, they already have exclusive rights. So.
It's already there. And, you know, the thing is that, I mean, even if negotiations with Fox Sports also has a bid in, but Fox Sports does not have that financial backing that these other places do. Me personally, I say the Peacock Network because, hey, even if these TV negotiations or something like that fall through, I mean, you still have you can still go and watch Raw and SmackDown and everything like that right there on their streaming service. And if worse comes to worse, okay, so you just go and you make space on your regular TV stations and everything like that, and you put them in. Now, yeah, they got their like little TV lineup on Mondays and Fridays, but I mean, they can carve out space on their television stations for this. And if I'm not mistaken, I don't know this for a fact, but I think that the Peacock Network has some sort of partnership with the USA Network where Raw is at. And, I mean, Fox Sports really is not or Fox is not really, I mean, I know that they're Disney, but, you know, I mean, Disney really doesn't have any other, like, player in the game or something like that. So, really and honestly, I don't see why those television negotiations, if the Peacock Network did buy out, I don't see where that would solve any negotiations and everything like that, except with maybe Disney and Fox, which if that's the case, okay. So then you just move it over to what is the Peacock Network? What is that, NBC, ABC? Something like that?
I think it's NBC.
Okay, so so you move SmackDown over to NBC. Okay, big whoop. So, but that is all I have for you listeners.
So what's going on, man? Interesting week 17.
Yes, sir. Man. It's kind of deja vu all over again, isn't it?